Tears and applause has greeted the Senate passage of a landmark bill legalising same-sex marriage.
The result of the division is ayes 43, noes 12. The matter is resolved in the affirmative. The bill has passed.
Liberal Senator Dean Smith's largely unamended private bill moved through the upper house with senators voting in favour of changing the Marriage Act. Senator Smith thanked supporters.
Can I just publicly acknowledge how much easier our job was because of the professionalism, those wonderful positive human stories from the Yes campaign.
Yes. Mm.
Determined, clear, didn't rise to the bait. They just kept on telling the positive stories. And that made our job as parliamentarians in the Senate much easier.
Labor Senator Penny Wong says the bill's passage is an historic moment.
It's a day of great celebration for so many people across this country. The only thing I want to do is to thank people. I want to thank Senator Smith for his courage and integrity. And for being willing to do what he's done with us.
Attorney General George Brandis, who made a passionate speech during the debate, says it's a proud moment for democracy. He says Australians should rejoice in what's been achieved this year. Greens leader Richard Di Natale says discriminatory laws have been sent to the dustbin of history.
Today this Parliament has said yes to equality, it has said yes to love.
But not all members were pleased. Cabinet Minister Matt Canavan says he couldn't support a bill which compromised human rights by failing to fully protect celebrants who may object to conducting same-sex ceremonies. One Nation leader Pauline Hanson abstained from the final vote, as did Liberal James McGrath and National Senator Bridget McKenzie. Meanwhile, Melbourne-based Jewish LGBTQI support group Aleph says seeing the bill pass the Senate will mean a lot to many people. Aleph spokesman Michael Barnett says it's a significant step.
For a long time now, people who have been able to have had to hide their gender identity or their sexuality are no longer forced to hide those parts of themselves and be their authentic selves, be active and included participants in the community and be affirmed and celebrated along with their partner and their family. Sorry, I'm just a bit emotional. In terms of being, dignified human beings.
Mr. Barnett says for him personally, it means a great deal.
I came out when I was 26 in 1995. And been fighting for equality on every level for all those years. This has been marriage equality, a journey of over 13 or 14 years, attending rallies, writing to politicians, advocating for equality and breaking down discrimination. I mean, for me, this is about reducing the rates of youth suicide, ultimately, and that's what drives me. And now to see this achieved is a huge, well, virtually achieved, one hurdle yet to pass, but virtually achieved is a huge sense of relief and I guess in some ways satisfaction.
Committee member with the Greek and Gay Network, John Zemis, says with just one more hurdle to go, the bill's passage through the Senate is long awaited.
Finally, is the word I can think of. It's not just about marriage equality, it's about acceptance on so many different levels. So it's a big day for the GLBTI community and we're a small pocket of that as Greek Australians. So, it's really good for us.
Mr. Zemis says within the Australian Greek community, this step is even sweeter, given pressure from the no camp for the postal vote.
Because of the fact that there was a massive campaign for the no vote within the Greek community, so primarily from church sectors, but I think it will mean a lot for young and older Greek GLBTI people. For whether they're coming out in the future or dealing with their families.
Dr. Judy Tang, president of the Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural Council, has paid tribute to the long-time campaigners for marriage equality.
A very, very long time of waiting, and for some people, unfortunately, they haven't had that happen within their lifetime. So I guess this is a real win for everyone and for paying respects to our elders who put that fight through for our generation today, who's been able to get this, hopefully, with one more step to go to real equality.
Dr. Tang says it's also important to recognise the incredible support across multicultural communities for the passage of this legislation.
There's been some talk about sort of anti-LGBTI sentiment, but I guess I wanted to really highlight there has been a lot of support from multicultural, multi-faith groups, and I think it's important that we acknowledge and realise that as well.
The bill now goes to the lower house for a debate likely to start on Monday and a vote before the end of the week. If any amendments are added in the House of Representatives, the bill will have to return to the Senate for approval.